we obviously read the news, listen to the news from a Christian point of view, with a Christian worldview, and especially if you attend Calvary Chapel with an eye towards Bible prophecy, because we believe that the Bible we take it literally, and many of the prophecies in it are last days prophecies that require fulfillment still. A key component of the last days is the existence of a Jewish temple on the Temple Mount in the city of Jerusalem. The prophet Daniel spoke of that future temple. Jesus quoted Daniel and spoke of that future temple. It plays very prominently in the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ. In fact, prophecy teachers believe that the signing of a peace treaty between the future Antichrist and the nation of Israel will give them the ability to rebuild that temple, and it will mark the beginning of the seven-year Great Tribulation. If these are indeed the last days, then you'd expect to see lots of news about the Temple Mount and a lot of controversy about it, and that's exactly what we do see. On March 15th, the Times of Israel posted a story titled, "On the Temple Mount, a Battle Brews Over Jewish Prayer." Let me read you a few excerpts from that article. "The desire to pray on the Mount, also the site of Islam's third holiest shrine, has found more acceptance among mainstream rabbis in Israel over the past decade, spreading gradually from a tiny fringe to a broader religious public. The numbers of Jews actually visiting the Mount for religious reasons is still tiny, no more than several thousand a year, according to police estimates, but it's inching upward, and the sacred enclosure is slowly gaining in importance as an issue of religious and political meaning for religious Zionists, a group with outsized ideological and political clout in Israeli society. That could make it a flashpoint inside Israel and an inflammatory issue for local Muslims and for the entire Islamic world. Few places on the earth are as potentially explosive as the Temple Mount. The shrine has been especially tense in recent weeks, with protests erupting twice after communal Friday prayers. Riots on the Mount have tended to involve protesters throwing rocks and chairs, but last week, for the first time in memory, a Palestinian threw a Molotov cocktail, pitching it from inside the Al-Aqsa Mosque and setting a policeman's leg on fire." A couple of days earlier, on March 12, several news sources reported that the terror group Hamas was warning that if President Obama visits the Temple Mount, they said, and I quote, "it's a declaration of war against the Islamic world." In other temple news, Israel's veterinary services will not authorize the public ritual sacrifice of a goat in honor of Passover this year. That according to veterinary services representative Zohar Dvorkin. Jewish groups dedicated to the Temple Mount and Temple Renewal are planning the sacrifice as a reminder of what Passover looked like in temple times. The ritual slaughter is to take place in Jerusalem in a neighborhood opposite the Temple Mount. Organizers say the sacrifice will take place as planned on the Thursday before Passover, with or without government approval. There's lots of other news about the Temple Mount and the Temple Institute and the folks that are making all the temple implements and those kinds of things. Israel is a nation again, occupying her ancient homeland in fulfillment of many amazing Bible prophecies. And as I frequently tell you, just the existence of Israel as a nation there is itself a miracle. And then to read about all this controversy about the Temple Mount, you realize that we are living in the last days that the Bible spoke of. We, meaning the church, believers in Jesus Christ, we're going to be gone before the Great Tribulation, before any part of it. We will not see the Antichrist sign the peace treaty with Israel that begins the seven-year tribulation. We will have been resurrected and raptured. That's an imminent event. That's what we're looking for. And that's why every week we end these updates by asking folks if they're ready for the rapture, because if you're not, you better get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming. Amen?